I'd love to know in the comments down below, how many of you think or know you have had an encounter with a cryptid creature? I myself believe I've had quite a few weird run-ins with some things that I can't quite explain. Can I call them cryptid? Maybe not, but they're definitely strange and unexplainable in nature. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. In today's episode, we're going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounters sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a cryptid encounter or something else that you would like to share, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. Now, without further hesitation, let's get right into these creepy and allegedly true cryptid stories that'll keep you up tonight. It was in October 1997. Bear and squirrel season just started, so we were excited to go hunting. Myself, my friend Mikey, and my younger brother Josh went squirrel hunting that morning. We split up to cover more ground at first. I went to my old faithful spot for squirrels, and Josh and Mikey went to another spot that my brother liked to hunt at. We all grew up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Western North Carolina, and hunting was a big part of our life. After not having any luck where I was hunting, I went to check on Josh and Mikey to see how they were doing. When I got to them, they were both shaking. I asked what was wrong, and they told me that they had seen what they think was a huge bear. I was afraid to shoot, because we were only carrying .22s with us that day. So I decided Mikey and I would go back that night later with our high-powered rifles. My dad had a trout pond, and I thought if we caught a few fish and hung them from a tree, that it would increase our odds of getting the bear. So, that evening, we hung the fish around the tree, and came back around 8:30 that night to wait for the bear to come. A couple of hours went by, and it was cloudy, so the night was very dark. Suddenly, these loud screams and weird howling sounds came from about 50 yards behind us. We both had spent years in the woods, and have never heard anything like that before. We were both trying to get our wits about us and figure out what it could be. Mikey got extremely scared and decided to shoot up in the air to drive whatever it was away from us. After he shot, though, this bowling ball-sized rock landed right near us. I knew the rocks were way too big for any human to be throwing, and I did not know any animal that could throw a rock this big either. Then, another crazy-sounding scream followed by another howl rang out through the woods. I hesitate on the word howl, simply because I don't know how else to describe it. It sounded so inhuman. Honestly, not knowing what else to do, we ran all the way back to my house. I was about 17 at the time, and I've never been afraid of the woods or animals, but this situation was different. I am not ashamed to say that I was very scared, and so was Mikey. We told my dad and uncle about it, and they tried to say it was a bobcat or something like that, but they could not explain the rocks being thrown at us. About 3 or 4 years later, I was watching a documentary about Bigfoot. I heard some screams that people had recorded, and I knew that is what I heard back in 1997. Later in the documentary, when they started talking about Bigfoot throwing rocks, I knew for sure we had encountered a Bigfoot. I am 40 years old now, and still hunt every year, but have never had another experience like that again. This is not an exceedingly long story, but I think it is creepy enough for me to share it. It happened to me a couple of nights ago. I heard my dog barking from outside for him to bring him back inside. We have him on a staked down lead because he will run away if you let him off the leash, since after all he is a beagle. Anyway, I went outside with a leash so I could retrieve him. As I took him back inside my house, however, I thought I heard some loud rustling of trees or leaves behind me. It was not repeated rustling, but it was like if someone were trying to be terribly slow, walking in leaves. I had no idea what it could be. It couldn't have been a deer, as it sounded way too loud and slow. I quietly shrieked to myself, "Oh crap," as the sound came to an end and rushed my dog back into our house, practically shoving him back inside. Once I got back inside, I unleashed my dog and pressed my face to my door window. It was way too dark to see anything clearly, so of course I did not see anything at first glance. I decided to shake it off as nothing more than me freaking out. I started turning my back away from the door until I saw movement from the corner of my eye. I once again pressed my face against the glass and could barely see some dark-looking mass going through the trees. From what I could see, the shape seemed to be like a reptilian tail swaying back and forth slowly through the trees. It was like seeing an alligator swimming through the water. That was all I saw, though. I saw no face or anything other than that, just the tail, which seemed to be about 7 to 8 feet long from one end to the other. The mass seemed to be just floating as it apparently swam through the trees. I tried to persuade myself that I was just imagining things. But how could it be my imagination, unless it was connected to the tree or leaves rustling? I thought about it a long time, but none of that really ever made sense. It would be a noticeably big coincidence, I thought. After that experience, I did not get as much sleep as I usually do, to say the least. A couple of days have passed by, and I still don't know what in God's green earth it could have been. If anyone has any idea what it could be, please post it in the comments. And thank you, Swamp Dweller, for telling my story. I am a member of the 82nd Airborne, stationed in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. For the most part, it is a fun gig. You get to jump out of airplanes and go on the occasional field training exercise. My story occurred on one of those times I was out in the field. I got a call from my platoon sergeant after I got home from work. He said he needed me to help with some detail on the land navigation course, and that it would probably take all night. After a bit of grumbling, I met up with him to load the equipment into the Humvee to head over to the course. He dropped me off near a known point on the course with a case of water and MREs, meals ready to eat, pretty gross processed food in a vacuum-sealed bag for those who don't know. He said he would be back to get me around 2300, and to look out for soldiers who got lost in the course. After he made my instructions clear, he drove off, leaving me alone in the woods. Several hours passed with no soldiers wandering anywhere near my point, and the sun had gone down, leaving me in the dark. I pulled out some chem lights to mark my position and played on my phone to pass the time. As the battery in my phone was about to die around 2230, I dug through my assault pack to look for my portable charger, and I heard what sounded like someone moaning coming from the other side of the dirt trail. It was not like any natural-sounding voice I had ever heard. It almost sounded painful and metallic in a way. No matter how hard I try, I can't describe it other than it scared the living crap out of me. I quickly shined my light to see what the source of the noise was, and I swear I'll never forget what I saw. Standing about 50 meters away from me was what I can only describe as a gangly silhouette that appeared to be hunched over and twisted in the most bizarre contortion I have ever seen. The figure continued to make the strange moaning sound, and I noticed that even though I was shining my light directly at it, this thing was not reflecting any light at all. It almost appeared to be void of any color. It was just a shape. Shining my light on this thing was a big mistake, though. Almost as soon as I showed the light at it, this thing twisted its whole misshapen body to face me and began shambling straight towards me with surprising speed. I was not armed at all, so I picked up my ACH, which is a helmet, and was getting ready to defend myself as best as I could. Just as the creature was about to cross the road to get to me, I saw the headlights of the Humvee approaching. I guess the sound of the engine and the headlights spooked this thing because it took off in the opposite direction, disappearing into the tree line. My platoon sergeant pulled up and asked if I was ready to get out of there. I said hell yeah, jumped in the vehicle, very enthusiastically, and ever since then, I have avoided being alone in the woods at night. Hey, Swamp Folk. Sorry to interrupt the video, but I just needed to do a quick shout-out to today's sponsor, Keeps. Did you know 2 out of 3 guys will experience some sort of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have the hair left. You can get treated from home now. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Honestly, prevention is key. Keeps treatments typically take between 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/swamped to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/swamped. First off, I love listening to your stories. I just recently found your channel. For personal reasons, you can call me Skeeter. My encounter was back in 2010. I was 15 and it was hunting season. Bow season, in fact. I have always got up and made it to my stand about an hour before daylight to eat my breakfast and drink a cup of coffee. This morning, it was unusually cold for this time of year. I forgot to mention, I live in Florida, and around bow season it's normally pretty warm, maybe the 70s, sometimes even the 80s. But on that morning, I think it was high 40s to low 50s. After finishing my coffee, the sun was just starting to show light into the little clearing, not well enough to see, but enough that I could make out a few does in the food plot. I told myself if they were still there when I got light, I'd definitely take a shot at one. About 15 minutes later, the sun was up and the deer were still in the plot about 25 yards away, and I had a perfect shot. As I grabbed my bow, I stood up, drawing the string back as I did. The deer picked their heads up and looked behind them into some thick bushes and small oak trees. All at once, they ran faster than I have ever seen a deer run, almost like they were spooked by something else entirely. One doe stopped about 100 yards away, looking back towards that area, blowing and stomping the ground, when I heard what sounded like a big mature buck grunt, but only it did not sound normal. What I mean by this is that it sounded forced and out of tone. It's kind of hard to explain. I stood back, upholding my bow, and could hear the buck walking as it started to enter the food plot. I noticed that it looked sick and not how a normal deer should. The legs were deformed and its ribs were protruding out. This thing was much bigger than any deer I've ever seen. Thinking it was just sick, I was going to put it down and take it out of its misery. I drew my bow, got a clear sight of this thing, and let it go. On my release, I saw the arrow hit this thing in the shoulder and pass straight through it. The deer made a scream that sounded like hell just opened up, and all the lost souls made a cry out in pain. The deer turned as if it were looking for the origin of the arrow. I sat as still as I could. The deer started looking in my direction and acted as if it knew exactly where I was. I was wearing a full ghillie suit, and no part of my skin was visible. But that deer, or whatever it was, saw me and started to make a demonic bellow as it walked towards the tree my stand was in. I was roughly 18 feet in the air. I did the only thing I knew to do, and grabbed another arrow, and I drew my string back. I stood back up and let this hellacious deer thing have another one. I took aim and released this thing into its chest. Again, the creature made another cry, and it made it to the bottom of my tree stand. It shook and snatched at the stand, growling and bellowing. I grabbed another arrow, drew back, and pointed it straight down at this thing, and shot luckily. It hit it right in the top of the head. It screamed and staggered back, looking at me and then left running into the woods where it came screaming after. I eventually did not hear it anymore. I grabbed up my stuff and got the heck out of there, running as fast as I could and jumped on my four-wheeler and went home. When I got home, my dad asked if I saw anything. I told him no and went to my room, never telling anyone about this. Still, I've never really told my dad about what I saw. I still go hunting, but I refuse to go to that area alone. Also, I now carry a 44 Magnum every time I go bow hunting. Thanks for letting me share my story. Maybe someone will have the answers that I'm looking for. If so, please maybe leave them in the comments or something, for I do not feel comfortable leaving my personal information. This experience happened to me in 2005. I was 22 at the time and lived in Ohio. But I went to visit my great-grandma for the weekend in southern West Virginia. I was pregnant with my first child. I was maybe around 12 weeks at the time, I think, so I was not showing quite yet. Now, in this area, it is very rural, and she basically lived in the middle of nowhere, at least 5 miles from any of her closest neighbors, and her house was surrounded by the woods and hills. My great-grandma, who we all called Granny, lived very old-timey, as I like to say. Although she had the money, she refused to get a new home or upgrade hers because my great-grandpa built the house. It was an old log house and she had to draw her water from a well, and all that good stuff, but she refused to live any other way. Since she was 91 at this time and couldn't really do these things anymore, her son, my great-uncle, would come up every day and get her water and wood for her fire. Anyway, I love spending time with my granny because she was so wise and full of stories and history. She was born in 1914, so she saw a lot that we had not. I grew up listening to the stories Granny would tell us. She used to tell us that there used to be a Bigfoot around in the area and that she had seen it more than a few times. She said she never felt threatened or scared by it, though. She said one time, when she was out helping my now-deceased great-grandfather getting firewood, that she thinks they just got too close to one's territory and it threw rocks at them, so they backed off. And, as soon as they backed off, the rock throwing stopped. She said she hadn't seen one in years and blamed the strip mining companies in the area for it. She said all the commotion probably scared them off or forced them further into the mountains. I myself never really believed any of it. I always thought it was just some story she made up to get us all scared or creeped out. But nonetheless, we all loved her stories about them. Now, Bigfoot is the only kind of cryptid Granny ever really mentioned. I was always interested in these types of things, so I know a bit more than just Bigfoot, and I like to get into paranormal stuff as well. That's enough backstory. Now, I will get into what happened. So I arrived at my granny's and was greeted with the normal hugs and kisses and hospitality as always. We went inside and I helped her fix supper. After we ate, we sat down and talked, caught up on what we had been doing since my last visit, and talked about my new pregnancy, which she was super excited about. I and my brother used to play up in those mountains behind her house when we were younger, so I asked her if she knew if our old treehouse was still up that we built. She replied she did not know. She said, "Honey, my old bones haven't let me up in those hills in quite a spell." I told her I wanted to walk up there the next day and see if her old path were still there, and to see if I could find the old treehouse and take some pictures of it. She nodded and said it was fine, and she would probably take a nap and rest her bones while I was gone. She then said to take my uncle's pistol with me, though. She always kept it with her. I asked her why. She said the last couple of weeks something had been messing with her neighbor's chickens and dogs, and she said she thought it might be some coyotes, but said I do not think they would bother you, but she would not let me go if I did not take the gun. I agreed and said I would take the gun. The next morning I got up and cooked Granny and me some breakfast. We ate and sat and talked for a bit, and she said she was getting tired and might take a nap, so I told her I was going to walk up the hill behind the house and look for her old treehouse. She said, "Okay, honey, just make sure you take the gun and be careful." So I got my bag, put a few things in it, including the gun, a flashlight and a couple of bottles of water, and a small bag of chips just in case I wanted a snack. I walked outside and went out back and started up the hill. Our path we had when we were little was completely overgrown now, and you could not even tell there had ever been a path there at all. Although I went up there so much as a kid, I still remember exactly how to get there. It was so nice out. It was late September, so it was warm, but just cool enough to where I wasn't miserably hot. Some of the leaves had already started to fall, and I saw a few squirrels leaping from branches in the trees. It was serenely peaceful, and it made me miss the woods. I stopped a few times, for rest, not remembering how long it took to get to the old spot. I just blamed it on the fatigue from my pregnancy. I finally made it to where the treehouse used to be. It honestly looked like someone had torn it down. The pieces from it were torn down and were thrown about the clearing. I was kind of annoyed at this point. Not because I walked this far up the hill for it to be torn down, but more because it looked like someone had torn it down on purpose, or out of spite because of how wrecked it was. I started to walk around the big clearing to look around at the pieces of the stuff. As I walked around, I noticed an odd amount of deer bones. Seeing this, I thought to myself, well, that explains it. Some hunters must have come up to the clearing, torn down the treehouse, and used it for, you know, maybe a tree stand or maybe a fire, I don't know. I decided to get my water and chips out of my bag and just take a snack break before heading back down the hill. I sat down on a larger piece of what used to be the treehouse and started to eat. It was almost dark since the days now were not as long, so I decided after I ate, I would have to head back. About halfway through my bag of chips, I noticed everything just seemed to go quiet. Now, being raised around this area, I am no dummy to nature's warnings. I heard everything go silent, and I even stopped chewing to listen closer. Nothing. Not a sound. I stood up and shoved my water bottle and the rest of my chips back down in my bag and pulled out the pistol and stuffed it down to the back of my jeans. I got out my flashlight. Under the cover of the trees, it was much darker. I started walking back down the hill with haste. I got about maybe 50 yards from the clearing, and I started smelling a stench that smelled like rotting carcass. Me already having a weak nose because of the pregnancy, I had to stop and throw up. After I did this, I looked up and started to continue when I heard some footsteps in the leaves to the left of me. I stopped and shone my flashlight around. I didn't see anything at first, but I was freaking out, so I put my other hand on the pistol. I was trying to stay as quiet as possible. I made it to an old dried upstream that runs down the hill when it rains hard. It had steep banks, and I guess because of being a little freaked out and being pregnant, I felt so drained. I hadn't heard anything following me, although it was still quiet. I decided to climb down the side of the ditch and lean against the side of it. It was deeper than I am tall. I figured, if anything was out there, it would be able to go past me and not notice me here, so I could just take a breather for a second. I leaned there for maybe 2 minutes when this rotting smell came back within my range. I put my arm over my nose, trying not to throw up again. I managed to hold it back in this time. I shone my flashlight around my field of vision, because I was becoming increasingly more paranoid and felt an insane amount of dread. I could see something crouching at the top of the stream bank, on the other side maybe 20 yards from me. Although it was crouching, it was a lot larger than I was. My flashlight was not the greatest, and it was too far out of my light beam to really get much detail, other than the fact that it was extremely skinny and very pale-skinned, maybe gray in color. Its head was hung down, as if it were staring at the ground holding extremely still. I was expecting a coyote, not this thing, whatever it was. Not knowing what this thing was, I put my hand on my pistol and gently pulled it from the back of my jeans. I clicked the safety off, and when I did this, this thing snapped its head up and just leaped and landed maybe 25 feet in front of me. This about scared the crap out of me. I was so startled, I fell backwards and landed on my butt. Pistol and flashlight still in hand, though. I looked at this thing who now was standing up and absolutely towering over me. Its eyes glowed a yellowish color. It had to be at least 8 feet tall and was so skinny. I do not even know how this thing was alive. It did not have any fur, just tight skin stretched over a skeleton. It looked like it did not seem to have a nose, just two slits where a nose would be. Its mouth was extremely wide and seemed to be far too wide for its face to handle. Its arms and hands were like a person, but way longer. Its arms hung past its knees, and at the end of each finger were extremely long dark nails. More like talons, if I'm being honest. At this point, I am scared out of my mind. I was just frozen there, on my ass in fear. I could not move. We stared at each other for what felt like forever, but could not have been more than 5 or 10 seconds. I finally managed to snap out of my trance and reach for the pistol, now refusing to go down without a fight for my unborn baby's sake. I pulled the pistol out and pointed towards whatever this thing was in front of me. It took about 3 steps toward me, and just as I was about to fill this thing full of bullets, it stopped suddenly when a rock came flying over from the bank and landed just in front of it. It snapped its head in the direction of where it came and stared for a second. It then looked back at me, and then ran off faster than anything I have ever seen. I sighed in relief and just slouched over, pistol still in hand. I knew it was gone because the air started to smell fresher and not tainted with the smell of rotting meat. I did not want to stick around though, because I didn't really know why it left or if it would come back. So I stood up, and before I could even take a step, I smelled something again. This time it was a different smell. It was still awful, but smelled more soured and like a trash can rather than rotting meat. Still, I wasn't going to take any chances. I thought it was that thing coming back for me. I readied my pistol and shone my light around as I heard heavy bipedal sounding footsteps just over the bank. It was getting closer to me. The sound stopped and looked around, and I saw this huge figure coming down the bank and into my view. It walked slowly, almost cautiously towards me, just enough to be within my range of light. Weirdly, I did not feel dread and fear as I did with this gray skinny creature that was just here. I could not believe what I was looking at. It was probably 9 or 10 feet tall and was furry from head to toe. It was either a black or very dark brown color. I could not really tell. I was still in shock, and it started to take a few steps toward me. I instinctively drew my gun again and pointed it at this huge creature, pistol shaking in my hand. It stopped and stood there when I did this. It just stared at me for a second, and to my surprise, it tilted its head to the side as if it were confused. I couldn't explain to you why, but everything in me said do not shoot. So I slowly lowered my pistol, but still kept my finger on the trigger just in case. It did not seem to come any closer. We just made eye contact for a few seconds, and I oddly didn't feel any threat. It stood there for a second longer, then turned and climbed up the other side of the bank in the direction the pale creature ran off. It stopped when it got to the top and turned to look at me once more before running off. I stood there in shock for probably 5 minutes. I was trying to wrap my head around everything. Finally, I just shoved my pistol back in my pants and booked it back toward the hill I came from. I was so relieved to get back to my granny's back porch. I climbed up the steps and sat down in one of the chairs, dropped my backpack to the porch, and sighed in relief. It was not 3 seconds after I sat down, I was startled again. "What's got you all spooked?" I heard come from the other side of the porch. It was Granny, sitting there with her cup of coffee. Yes, this woman drank coffee all day. I said, "Good God, Granny, you about gave me a heart attack." I asked her why she was sitting out on the porch so late with the porch light off in the first place. She said she thought I would be back before she woke up from her nap, and when I was not, she just wanted to wait up for me. I reassured her that I was okay. She gave me a suspicious look and said, "Then why do you look like you've seen a ghost?" This woman caught me up in every lie I had ever told growing up, so I just told her the truth, but I left out seeing the pale gray skinny figure. She grinned and laughed a little. I said, "What's so funny?" She asked me if it was black or a red furry thing. I told her it was black, I think. She said, "Ah, I wish I could have seen her." I looked at her confused. "Her?" She said, "Yes, it may have been Rosie." "Rosie?" I asked. "Or that's what your papa called her anyway," she replied. I'm just sitting there now, still out of breath, half scared to death, and now totally confused. We both paused for a moment, and I'm just waiting for her to continue. But she doesn't go any further. So I said, "Can you explain, Granny?" She laughed and said, "Ah, yes, I was just thinking about the last time I saw her." Then she told me a story. She said when my grandpa was about 12 or 13, something got his hunting dog and some of the chickens. He went out looking for it, and a long story short, because she did not go into many details, he found something he couldn't explain, and Rosie saved him from it. She said they saw her in the trees from time to time, but after the mining started, they never really saw her again. She said it made her mind at ease knowing that she was still around, or a part of her was at least. After this, I decided to tell her about the gray pale thing, and how it took off after the rock was thrown at it by Rosie. Granny furrowed her brow and quit rocking in her rocking chair. She turned and looked at me and asked if I was okay. I told her I was fine, simply confused and scared to death. She told me I was lucky. Rosie, or whatever it was, had come. I asked her what it was. She shushed me and said we should not talk about such things. Just be glad you and the baby were protected. I started to beg for her to tell me, but she just said, "Let's go inside. It's getting chilly." So I helped her inside, and Granny went to bed. I could tell she didn't want to talk about it anymore, and I didn't want to upset her, so I let it go. I never really got to ask her about it again because Granny died about 2 years later. God rest her soul. I am no expert on these things, but Granny and I were both convinced that Rosie, or whatever it was a Bigfoot, and Granny wasn't one bit afraid of them. She believed they were good creatures. For the other thing I saw, I never felt so much fear and dread, and I've never feared for my life or for the life of my baby that way. Granny never did tell me what it was. Has anyone else seen anything like this, or ever heard of Bigfoot protecting humans from something? If this didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it myself. So if you don't believe me, I don't blame you. But I would like to at least let you know that there are some things we can't explain out there in the world. Thank you for sharing my story. I hope it can get some answers.
Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounter stories, sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm. If you're new to the Swamp, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go and don't have YouTube Premium, but still want to keep up with your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories wherever you go, be sure to download them for free on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. And the best part of it is it's absolutely free. Much love and appreciation to our sponsor, Keeps. I do apologize if that ad was a little intrusive. I know it can interrupt the stories and kind of mess up the flow. It won't be happening too much more in the future. As I mentioned recently, I have teamed up with a new ad representative group that are going to help the show have higher quality and produce more interesting content for you on a daily basis. So, every so often you might see a sponsor like this, but like I said, it's not going to be too often. It's not going to be every video, so don't worry about that at all. It's going to be very few and far between. If you guys want to support the channel, outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe check out our merch store. We have everything from face masks, to shirts, to hoodies, to mugs, and to everything else you could ever want. It really helps out the channel if you do that. Thank you guys, as always, and I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.